The moment you pick up your smartphone, your brain begins to transform. Within milliseconds, your visual system prioritizes the center of the screen while ignoring the edges. Your attention narrows, thinking accelerates, and decision-making shifts toward impulsivity. This cognitive transformation represents one of the most significant behavioral revolutions in human history. With Americans checking phones 150 times daily and spending over 10 hours on screens, we're making more decisions through digital interfaces than ever before. The implications are profound. People order higher-calorie pizzas online than in person, score lower on computerized tests than paper ones, and make dramatically different financial choices on smartphones versus desktops. This cognitive shift happens so quickly and subtly that we never notice it, yet it fundamentally alters how we process information and make choices. Understanding the psychology behind our digital behavior has become essential, not just for tech companies, but for anyone navigating our increasingly screen-mediated world. Once scarce, information now floods our lives beyond mental capacity. This explains why online travel agencies like Expedia command 25% commissions versus traditional agents 10%. They've built billion-dollar businesses by helping consumers navigate excessive choice. Our minds have fixed constraints regardless of information flow. George Miller's research suggested we can remember only 7, plus or minus 2, pieces simultaneously, though later studies reduced this to just 4 items. When mentally taxed, these constraints affect decision-making. Subjects remembering 7 digits chose cake over fruit significantly more often than those remembering just 2 digits. This problem intensifies professionally. Doctors at Veterans Affairs hospitals receive over 60 electronic alerts daily, with 86.9% reporting the quantity is excessive, resulting in approximately 7 to 8% of abnormal test results lacking timely follow-up. Information abundance becomes a curse, like drinking from a fire hose. The solution isn't adding more eyes, but treating attention as a finite resource. Organizations should embrace A/B testing to improve human behavior, not just corporate profits. Our aesthetic judgments about digital interfaces happen with shocking speed. Experiments show people form consistent opinions about a website's visual appeal in just 50 milliseconds before conscious awareness, and these snap judgments persist even with longer viewing. These ultra-quick decisions must be based primarily on aesthetics rather than substance. Computer scientist Katharina Reinach developed an algorithm predicting website appeal based on colorfulness and visual complexity. These two factors alone explained 48% of preference variation. Users found moderate complexity, around 4.2 on a 9-point scale, twice as appealing as higher complexity. Demographics significantly influence preferences. Older users preferred more complex, text-heavy sites with less saturated colors, while younger users favored simpler layouts with vibrant colors and larger images. Men preferred primary colors on gray/white backgrounds. Women favored homogeneous color schemes and pastels. These aesthetic judgments dramatically affect perceived trustworthiness. First impressions formed in 50 milliseconds shape subsequent trust judgments. Prettier websites are deemed more trustworthy, regardless of actual reliability. This halo effect has significant consequences, particularly in financial services, where only 11% of Americans highly trust their financial institution. Like battleship players targeting the grid's middle, our visual attention naturally gravitates towards screen centers while neglecting peripheries. This middle bias affects multiple domains. Radiologists miss objects in image corners. 83% failed to notice a gorilla in CT scans, intelligence analysts focus on satellite image centers, and shoppers select from middle shelves 71% of the time. Screen location powerfully influences digital choices. Subjects were 60% more likely to choose centrally placed snacks regardless of preferences. When preferred snacks appeared centrally, subjects found them 91% of the time versus only 30% when placed elsewhere. Visual prominence also matters. Increasing an item's brightness can lead people to choose it over stated preferences about half the time. These effects intensify during multitasking, suggesting online choices often stem from perceptual habits rather than conscious desires. Even basic design choices like arranging options in columns versus rows alter decisions. Our eyes prefer horizontal movements, making information in rows more noticeable than in columns. Essentially, our eyes choose first, with attention following their lead. Wearable fitness devices promise self-improvement through feedback, but often disappoint. The issue isn't technical limitations, but how these devices communicate information. Simply providing data isn't enough. Bathroom scales are accurate, yet haven't solved obesity. The real challenge is designing feedback that motivates behavior change. Effective feedback is surprisingly difficult. A meta-analysis of 607 experiments found that while feedback improved performance on average, it worsened outcomes in 38% of cases. Digital feedback follows an inverted U-curve. Too little is ineffective, but too much causes people to either tune out or overreact. Mobile financial apps demonstrate effective design. After downloading Personal Capital, users check their finances 12.47 times monthly, up from 2.14, resulting in a 15.7% decrease in monthly spending, far exceeding traditional financial education methods, which typically increase savings by less than 1%. However, excessive feedback can backfire. Investment portfolio monitoring illustrates myopic loss aversion. Investors make poor decisions based on short-term losses despite having long-term plans. Daily S&P 500 checks show losses 47% of the time versus only 15% for decade-long intervals, leading to overly conservative choices that hurt long-term returns. Modern screens have evolved dramatically since the original Macintosh, with millions of colors and vastly higher pixel counts, yet comprehension remains better on paper than on screens. Ironically, screens may be too good, making reading too easy. While behavioral economists advocate make it easy for desired behaviors, excessive ease can actually impair learning. Perfect text rendering can reduce retention because the brain doesn't engage deeply with content that requires minimal effort. Research confirms that disfluent fonts, those harder to read, improve memory retention. Princeton students reading about fictional alien species in difficult fonts like Comic Sans or Bodoni recalled 86.5% of information correctly, versus 72.8% for those reading standard fonts. The unfamiliar typography forces deeper cognitive processing. The key is finding the right balance of difficulty. For quick transactions, fluent designs with easy-to-read fonts work best. But when retention matters, deliberate disfluency helps people slow down and process information more thoroughly. Healthcare.gov's launch exposed both technical issues and the challenge of guiding users through complex insurance decisions, with 78,000 distinct plans nationwide requiring major financial choices with minimal guidance. Digital platforms offer exceptional flexibility in organizing choices compared to physical stores. The goal isn't reducing clicks, but ensuring each click meaningfully narrows options. Sequential elimination tournaments effectively combat choice overload. When 16 complex options appeared simultaneously, people selected optimally only 23% of the time. But when organized as a tournament with four rounds of four options each, success doubled to 48%. This works because our minds can only process limited information at once. Choice closure helps address post-choice regret. Simple visual cues like stamping alternatives rejected or drawing lines between chosen and unchosen options significantly increase decision satisfaction. By combining technology with psychology, we can design digital environments that amplify our strengths while compensating for weaknesses as our digital interactions grow.